If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hi, welcome to this is hardcore. Co-hosted by Terry and Gatch. The next episode's about to hatch. There we go. Correct.
In the year 533, no much happened.
No?
No, there's a new pope. 56th pope, as a matter of fact. His name was Pope John.
He was the king of the Mongoloid village.
He was. Early time in history,
533. What happened on 533?
This is episode 533.
Hello.
Several years from the year 533. This is the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
I've got indigestion and gas from eating too much pizza now.
Oh, man. I've been having some chest pain lately.
Really? Heart attack?
No.
Heart attack, man. Is your arm cramping up?
It's related to my spine. I've been having some back, neck, spine issues. I think I popped a disc out or something.
Fuck that.
Woo-wee.
Better than burning a disc.
Hey-oh.
Wanted to take a picture over there. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Friday, everybody. It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. 533.
It is Friday.
That means
in 533, they had a Friday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. One,
TGII Fridays.
So I think this is like episode 191.
Wow.
Nine more episodes. Of the final episode of the season, episode 542, will be our 200th episode.
Yeah?
Damn, Lucas. What the hell's up with that?
I wonder what happened in the year 200.
In the year 200. I'm going to find out. Hey, and in case you're wondering, in the background here, we were going to go take a picture down the street from the Tagcast Studios. There's a place called Mennonite Village. It's going to take a picture of the big sign they have and then just, like, superimpose Mongoloid over top of it. There's a band from Portland called Mongoloid Village, which is a weird, cool name for a band. And I haven't seen these guys playing much lately, but I think they're still a band. One of Portland's finest unsigned bands. Definitely, they're not doom. They're not thrash. They're just a barrage of craziness. It's good stuff. They got sing-songy lyrics. He sounds like Mark Arm a little bit sometimes to me. Or I don't even know who else.
Sometimes it takes a village.
It does.
A Mongoloid village.
There used to be the Village Idiot, which was a Portland band, and now there's Mongoloid Village. They could get those two bands together and be Mongoloid Village Idiot. That'd be good. So, Hans, check out Mongoloid Village
People Idiot.
I know you've heard of them before. Well, I don't know that, but I assume you have. I don't know what they have available. I saw them play with Yob. I saw them play with Face Pilot. I think I played a show with them one time. They're cool guys. That guy's kind of a mastermind when it comes to, like, producing and doing sound and stuff like that. Plus, he's an awesome songwriter and guitarist, and he plays a weird Telecaster sometimes.
Huh.
You like Telecasters. I know a guy who does not like Telecasters.
Who's that?
Farmer Tape knows he hates Telecasters.
Oh, yeah. I think we talked about that before, right?
I don't know why, but he doesn't like them. He don't like them.
I have a telly. I'm not a big fan of the front pickup.
Yeah. The lipstick.
Yeah. I like the back, the humbucker one. You know, it's a little more Yeah. Rocky twangy. For I always wanted to put a double humbucker in the front.
That's
or maybe even just one in the middle would be cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because I've seen them with them in the front, switch. Middle, and the back, but I've never seen one with just in the middle. Well, I've seen them angled a little bit and a little bit towards the middle, but usually you got either the bridge pickup or the
yeah
into the neck pickup. Yeah. What do they call that? What do they call that?
The neck pickup. Neck pickup.
Into the neck pickup.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know. I think I would. I always liked. The look of that 72 thin line semi hollow.
72?
72 slim line semi hollow natural blonde wood looking Telecaster.
Mm-hmm. You said tooth, that made me think of Sasquatch tooth.
Sasquatch tooth.
Me for him.
Sasquatch tooth.
Blonde Telecaster. Sasquatch tooth. Hey, it's Friday, you guys. Fucking what's going on? Are you glad? Are you happy? Do you go to TGI Fridays to get some
people
food?
People go there.
Have you ever eaten there?
Is their busiest day on Fridays, I wonder?
Are they even open other days?
I would hope not. If you're going to go with a gimmick, stick with it.
And they're thanking God. I mean,
it's a religious restaurant.
Is it? It
must be.
Well, they wouldn't have... Atheists wouldn't go there, would they?
I've never been there.
Thank God it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
God. So I just don't understand.
I actually haven't been there, but I have bought their mozzarella sticks.
You have? TJF? Oh, in the package at the...
Yeah.
Man, at the store.
Those are all right, but... You get the ones at Costco in the bag, the ones like you buy... well, that they have at store delis and stuff, you know? That you buy for like 50 cents a piece. You can get those at Costco, you know, where they're all jam-packed with their... Or just make your own, you know? If you can make a nice breading, why not just buy some mozzarella sticks?
I always see those TJF frozen foods in the stores, but we never buy them.
No, they're not worth it.
No?
They're good.
Are they?
You know, but it's not worth the money. No, I'd say there's better snacks out there. Friday!
This is the Thank God It's Friday, and it's not even the right version. It's supposed to be Thank God It's Friday! Friday! But anyway, Friday, hey, you know what's going on today and tomorrow and the next day? Eugene Celebration is happening in the downtown Eugene area.
Eugene!
Come on! It's Friday! Come on! And I'll be down at the Cosmic Pizza this evening. Telling some jokes after 6 p.m. The show starts at 6. I'll be the third comedian in line, so I'll probably be up about 6:25 or so.
I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
At least one Cool in the Gang joke.
I will. Eugene Celebration. Yep. Celebrates. What's up?
Oh, that's going to be great.
Celebrate good times. What's up? I'm going to wear headphones and shake them and they'll go like that. It's fucking awesome. So that's tonight at 6 and tomorrow at 6 and actually Sunday at 6 too, but I won't be there because I'm just doing Friday and Saturday. And then Saturday on the KLCC stage downtown Eugene between 1:30 and 5:30, myself and Melody Dodd will be sharing the stage between bands, reading sponsors.
You guys are hosting like they do at the Oscars. You are the James Franco of this thing.
Yeah, except for they do like 45-minute, half-hour sets. So we're more like the wavy gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat the brown acid.
Maybe, did you guys discuss maybe doing like the Smothers Brothers thing?
I talked to her at the show last weekend, and she said I didn't really want to do a skit, and I said I don't really want to do a skit either.
That's a lot of work.
Let's just trade off.
And, you know, you got to really know your audience if you're going to do a skit, probably.
Yeah.
You know, typically
I don't know
people want to come
there.
And watch a play.
I don't know what bands. I got to check it out to see what bands are actually playing on the KLCC stage, what kind of audience I'm looking for.
You could always go to
seeing.
Like you could always go with making fun of band names.
They also said don't make fun of sponsors, but they said feel free to work them into your act somehow. And I was like, that's what comic is. You make fun funny.
You but if it, can you make fun of their competitors?
Yeah, that'd be a good thing because then they'd like that. Well, like,
yeah, but
like
don't, just don't mention them.
Puddle Jumper Towing because they're way better than them AAA idiots down there in Albany. God, those guys can't even tow a fucking Subaru out of a frozen lake.
They couldn't even tow a Subaru into a Subaru lot.
Yeah.
That's where you got to go.
And then you sue. I'm going to sue you in your Subaru, choo-choo. Oh, man, my stomach's full. Yeah, so come down to Eugene's celebration. I'll be there celebrating. Good times, come on. And there's supposed to be a lot of good bands, but I looked at the schedule and I don't see any that I recognize, really. Mostly local acts, regional, hippie, smelly.
Will there be a zoo there, a petting zoo?
Right, hippie petting zoo.
You know, it would go down great in Eugene just because there's so many contestants. Bum sword fights.
Oh, man. Yeah, maybe I could do that. Maybe, well.
Yeah, work that into your set. Like, hey, next time you see two bums walking down the street, why don't you throw a 50 down and say, hey, which one of you is going to win?
And two swords.
Yep.
Because there's going to be lots of kids, and they want it to be really clean comedy for the family. Mm. Where it was supposed to be pretty clean the other night, and there was actually a kid. There was a little kid in Sam Bond's garage last Saturday night.
It's just a garage.
It's not a garage, though. No. It's a bar, and that was weird to me. Max Brockman was doing his set, and he was talking about sex and talking about how he lost his virginity in a three-way, which sounds awesome, but then the story goes on. And it
sounds like it would be a very...
He's like, it was very awkward because really all it turned out to do was be two people in the corner and another person in the other corner saying, you're not doing it right. And it just turned out they were both Mormons, too. It was weird. And so then he's like, and this joke was for that little kid in the back. I think he saw him when he was halfway into the bit and then couldn't abandon the bit. But, yeah, little kids, I don't know. We'll see. I like telling jokes to little kid. I said, hey, where did the cow take his date? To the movies.
I thought you were going to go moon.
Where did the horse go to borrow a cup of sugar? From his neighbor. What did the pig say? That's just what they say. I don't know. I have no joke on that. I've got a very liquid cough lately.
Liquid cough.
What's going on? I don't hope that I'm super sick or anything, but...
Did you know... New Jersey mayor, or is he a governor? I don't know what he does. Christie.
Oh, he's a... I don't know. I think he's a mayor or a governor.
Yeah. Well, either we're right. A father whose daughter is epileptic brought up to him and put some pressure on him about how she may benefit from a medical marijuana strain that is not yet available in Jersey.
Huh.
So he's the governor, Chris Christie, wants to make it legal for edible forms of marijuana available for qualified children for medical reasons.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good job, Chris, with two names that start like Chris Christie.
Chris Christie, he also did big things. He was in the news recently for his stand in something that happened in New Jersey or something about, I don't know. I can't remember. People will remember if they care.
Yeah. They will.
Yeah.
If they care. Will. If they don't care, they don't care. And they will not remember.
But he did some admirable things that some people might think.
Hey, you know who's headlining the Saturday night thing at the thing that I was just talking about? Is
All right, let me guess.
I just said.
I know. Flaming Lips.
That's close. Floydian Slips.
Oh.
That's super close because it starts with Flo and has lips in it.
I know. I was going to go with Floyd.
Floydian S Lips. So it's kind of Flaming Lisps.
Yeah.
Lisps. They sing Pink Floyd songs with lisps.
Actually,
Seth, I think Seth and Max.
Is that an outdoor celebration where they have in the middle of the street?
Yes, and it's going from 11
to... Oh, man.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
You got to check that out then. I saw him at that thing before.
They're doing like, two sets. One at 9:45 and one at 11. And,
that is the thing that I saw before in the past.
Yeah, and so Seth and Max will be doing in-betweeners on those, which is cool. But I found out that the bands here that we'll be announcing for, like I said, never heard of. The Horrible Men at
1:30. Oh, those guys are fucking awful.
They're horrible.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And then there's the Upstate Trio at 3 p.m.
Oh, those guys are fucking awful.
Yeah, they're from upstate New York.
I don't want to play favorites. I already got this one going.
And then at 4:30, it's the Poor Miners Union.
Oh, those guys are fucking awful.
Awful good. All three of those bands are awful good. You ought to come down and see them. And then, like, in between. So, wait. So, there's 1:30 to 2:30 is the Horrible Men. And then Upstate Trio doesn't start till 3. So, that's a half an hour in between bands.
Right on.
So, that looks like we should probably split that up. I don't want to do. I can't do. I don't want to do 20 minutes. I'll just do it. I can. And then, it's okay. To 4. And then, so each break is a half an hour. So. I'm getting paid $40 and tickets to my choice of a concert at the McDonald or Cuthbert.
Right on.
For my payment. It's called my talent fee.
That's cool.
They're all professional.
You
so they
go see the Floydian Slips there?
I probably will. I'll be in there already, so I'll have a...
Yeah. It's nice because you're right in the, you're standing in the middle of the street and the breeze is usually kicking in around that time.
Yeah.
And when they did the two sets, one was part of the wall.
That's
they
cool.
They came out and dressed up.
I saw them at the Country Fair a couple years ago.
Yeah.
This is at the intersection of 8th and Olive at
11. I think they have like three guitarists, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Like,
there's a lot of people on stage for Pink Floyd.
Gilmore?
Yeah. Well, even on the Pink Floyd tours, they had a backup guitarist, but still.
He did a lot of crazy tunings, too. Otherwise, you'd be like a... stretching from the 2nd to the 7th fret on some of those songs that he wrote. And you're just thinking, that ain't possible.
Here's some neat names for some bands that are also be playing at the celebrations. Mud Puppy.
Ah.
Hong Kong Banana.
Hong Kong Banana.
Leo London. Because that's this guy's name. Everest, which is obviously named after a mountain. All the Apparatus. Which, should it be Apparati? If it's all...
It's all the one.
All that one. And Minomina. M-E-N-O-M-E-N-A. Minomina. Minomina. Also, Monophonics. Parade Awards. That can't be a band.
Parade Awards.
That must be the actual Parade Awards from 5 to 5:30.
It could be, though. It could be some emo band.
Craig Chi band, and he's like this. He has a Chinese eye, so he must either be stoned or be Craig Chi from Craig Chi band. And next Weekly's Eugene Weekly next big thing, Soul Seed, SOLSEED.
Soul Seed.
Soul Seed.
Hmm.
What's SOL? Shit out of luck seed. It's not SOUL. Soul Seed.
Hmm. Well, there is a soul mine. A soul mine.
Because I'm a soul mine.
Yeah.
Doo, 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 doo,
it's like a...
soul mine.
Maybe it's an artifact. Doo, 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 doo,
doo. I'm a soul mine.
I'm a soul good man.
I'm soul right. So
I saw recently on the internet, you can find him. He watches other lawyer ads.
Him, he watches?
Yeah, he watches other lawyer ads.
Who does?
Gal.
Saul, man?
Yeah, well, Bob Odenkirk does.
Oh, dude.
He says that he wished he would have done the commercial that he shot a little bit different. He said he wouldn't have shot it as confident. You know, he would have played it like he would have been looking a little off of the camera, you know. It was a little 3 or 4 minute clip that was kind of cool.
Did you know that Bob and Dave are recently in Portland?
Uh-huh, I heard about that.
I heard about it after it happened. I'm out of the loop. What the fuck's my problem?
That's when I heard about it.
I heard people saying, oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity to see Bob and Dave.
Thanks
for telling me, sons of bitches. So we've talked about this before. Skydiving. I wanted to do it. I still kind of do. My wife doesn't want me to because we have a friend who... had a bad experience. I think our friend, Pat Wambacher, still wants to do it, but we probably won't because we have wives who are sane and don't want to
lose
their husbands.
Have you ever told her, and maybe this will bring you a little... At worst, you're digger. Only going to break one leg.
Yeah. That's the least, the worst. I wonder if it would affect my wind resistance if I had my leg off, you know? Wouldn't probably.
I don't know.
Would I go sideways or fly, like, in a circle?
No. I don't think so.
No,
maybe
you'd still
slowly.
Be still going down. It doesn't matter what shape you are.
If you're just do that.
If you're in the sky, you're falling down.
Yeah.
At the same speed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Would you drop a feather, right, as you jumped off to see if it landed at the same time as you?
I would drop a feather and a brick. And I would hope that one of them didn't hit me.
What about... You think anybody ever throws their pets skydiving with them?
Oh, yeah, I'd take
Could you
her.
Imagine a cat?
I'd take my cat. She would flip.
That'd be she like would flip high... and still land on her feet.
That'd be a high wind situation. She doesn't even like to really be in front of the fan. Not even for short periods of time as it oscillates past her. It's like, she's like, fuck, I'm moving. This isn't that cool. It's like, hold on, kitty.
Yeah, I guess you could strap them on your back on the front, right? Like
a tandem,
tandems, yeah.
Tandem cat. Tandem cat. That could be a Saturday Night Live skit. He's the skydiving kitty who saves your life, and if your chute doesn't go out, he just opens his arm and is flat and turns into like a flying squirrel. Cat parachute. Anyway, the reason I'm talking about this is because it's never too soon or too late to go. Proven here by a Brazilian woman. 103 years old, did her first skydive with her tandem instructor.
Well, at that point, you don't even care, right?
Right, but she has the record now.
You might as well go like, well, don't even bother packing the chute.
Don't pull the chute, goddammit.
I mean, at 103, I mean, you're not going to go out better than that.
Yeah, what was she doing? Skydiving?
Yeah.
You mean she didn't die of cancer or little old lady disease, like heartbreak because her husband died 5 years ago, or like pancreatic cancer? Nope, she jumped out of a perfectly good plane, strapped to some other dude who wasn't. I guess it wasn't
strapped
her first.
Strapped to her dead cat.
It was her third skydive, actually. She has the record now for the oldest ever parachute jumper. This was her second jump since she turned 100, though this time she filed breaking. That doesn't make any sense.
You know what happened, though, is this time she was so senile and Alzheimer'd out, she thought she was jumping into the Vietnam jungle.
I'm going in! Okay, this time she filed paperwork to officially count the jump as record-breaking. She jumped
Guinness.
From 9,842 feet in tandem with an instructor and was accompanied by a cameraman, and the jump only lasted 6 minutes. That's a quick 9,842 feet in 6 minutes.
That seems like a long time, though, to not have control of what's going on.
And here's what she said right when she landed. Son of a bit! No, she said, in life you have to be brave. Courage is always useful.
Well, I can see that.
I'm not going to give up the hobby while my health is good.
Well, 6 minutes is a long time, though.
Yeah.
Of, like, you're free-falling for a good, what, four?
I think they tell you to pull your chute unless you're, like, a thrill-seeker. I think you're only supposed to free-fall for about 10 or 20 seconds.
And then you're.
But I've seen like the thrill seekers and like
the
formation people who just fall and then they fly up together and they get in a circle and then they fly back and they've got like a snowboard or they're on a bicycle or, you know.
But I just wonder, you know, because I mean, that's a long time just to like.
If you free. I don't think.
That's like 12 commercials.
I think if you free fell, if that's how you say it, for 10,000 feet, it wouldn't take, you know, 6 minutes to get to the ground. Take you like
three, no it wouldn't
take you like two or three maybe. Could you imagine free falling to your death for 2 minutes?
Not without Tom Petty
plan. Fuck, dude, you know you ain't got a strap, you ain't got shit. What could you could give yourself a self-induced heart attack? Yeah. I got a knife in my pocket and start stabbing yourself in the chest.
You could find out how long it took by just dropping a bowling ball off of there.
Yeah,
you don't have to parachute that,
or you could just Google it. If you Google the bowling ball, it's by sticking your fingers in it. That's how you Google something.
Ooh.
Some skydiver escaped from a locked coffin while he was in a free fall.
I heard something about that.
This was like a couple weeks ago, last week, I think. He was dropped 14,500 feet, and he performed the stunt for the second time 25 years after he first did it. He's 47 years old. They lock him into a plywood coffin, and he accomplished the feat of getting out of it. He was in handcuffs, attached to a belt around his waist, and picking a prison lock that held the box shut. He did all this while in free fall.
You believe he did that all in free fall?
It says Martin did have help. Two members of the Skydive Chicago team fell with him, holding the box steady. So they weren't inside the box, but, you know, the box would be flipping, rolling, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. So they had two skydivers holding the box. That'd be cool. You're holding a coffin and you're falling.
That's weird.
It's fucking weird. Because
it would feel weird.
You're like, am I holding this? Because I'm going down. Or is it, whoa.
You'd be
you'd be
wanting to pull it up or like catch it. Or.
So he said you just have to breathe gently. You can't let your emotions get to you. And you just don't make any foolish mistakes. Stephanie Eggum, professional skydiver. She's a skydiver. She's a professional skydiver. She was killed last week in Illinois, where the Skydive Chicago is based. So he's jumping in a coffin in a place where a lady just died last year.
Wow.
That's kind of weird. Escape artists are crazy. I don't see what the...
I don't see Houdini, they do it.
I don't see why Dini they want to do that. Mm. Why didn't he even want to do that? And who did he even want to do that? Who's going to want to do that?
Why Dini?
What Dini going to do when he done that? He did this coffin stunt as his 17th skydive a quarter century ago. He said he was happy to survive the repeat, but he is also not overly worried about death.
Huh.
He said 10 out of every 10 people die.
That is true.
It's what we all have in common. And it's up to each of us to find out what happens after we die.
Wait a minute. We all have to determine that on our own?
Yep. I ain't going to do it for you. I'll be dead. Maybe.
Mm. That is interesting. I don't know if we can determine it. Isn't it already determined what's going to happen when we die?
I don't know. Only you can determine what happens.
Well, I mean, if it's already determined that when people die, it goes in the ground, then it's already determined that I'm just going to sit in the ground if people die. If it's already predetermined that people go to heaven.
Imagine there's no people. What are you going to do?
People are just an illusion of our minds.
Are you talking about, like, Calvinism? Like, predetermination?
Sure.
That's the religion of Ray from the Trailer Park Boys. It's all planned out already, so it doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah. Well, in my theory, it's all happened before, though.
Mm.
It's just on a time loop of like 50,000 years. This exact thing happened just like 50,000 years ago, and it'll happen again in 50,000 years.
Huh. Are you sure?
No. I do have one guy's theory on this, though.
Who's this guy?
We talked about David Icke before and how he was crazy.
David Icke?
Yeah.
The fuck's his problem?
This is how the world works for him. At the top of the Brotherhood are the prison warders, a group of Satan worshippers with a single goal, absolute world domination.
Well, that's what all Satan worshippers do.
They use mind control to manipulate the world's economies, banks, militaries, schools, media, religion, drug companies, organized crime, and spy agencies. They also stage massive catastrophes, which cause people to react emotionally. For instance, religions are a creation of the Brotherhood. They create conflicts. Seems realistic, right?
Yeah.
He also says that the prison warders are not human. They are descendants from a race of reptiles who came to conquer Earth from a planet called Draco.
Come on, man.
He says they live in subterranean caves, and the most powerful members of the Brotherhood can gain the ability to shapeshift and assume the appearance of normal human beings by drinking blood.
I think
unbelievable.
No, I mean, in a fantasy world or sci-fi movie, sure. Totally but believable.
These guys are not secret people. You know some of them.
Name a few.
The British royal family.
Well, duh. Those guys, it's obvious.
The Bush family.
Well, duh.
Hillary Clinton. I know. Not Bill.
Because he's smart. See, what we got to do is we got to look out for the bad guys.
Tony Blair.
My wife, she doesn't think too clearly.
The Rockefellers.
Okay.
And he also insists Boxcar Willie.
Huh. Is he even still alive?
I don't think so.
Well, I kind of feel sorry for all those people if they actually believe that
stuff. He also purports that someone told him, who was a friend of the late Princess Diana, she told him that Diana had witnessed Queen Elizabeth II change from a reptile into a humanoid.
Now, goddamn it, that's not true. This guy is dreaming, or he's in a trance, or something.
He doesn't have a problem with Jewish people, just Jewish reptiles.
Well, I love Jews myself. Apple Jews, orange Jews. But reptile Jews is not good. It's like drinking almond.
Well, the reptiles drink the human. Yeah, they're cold-blooded, aren't they?
You heard about people drinking almond milk and shit now instead of regular milk?
Yeah. Well, I've had almond milk before.
You like it? You like nut juice in your mouth? I don't think so, because it says right on the side of the thing, nut juice.
That is weird. Yeah. I'm not a big fan, though.
No, it's silky smooth, isn't it? Mm-mm.
You know, I mean, that kind of, and the rice.
Ricin?
The vanilla rice milk or whatever. They're not bad in stuff like cereal.
What about soy milk?
Because they add a little bit of flavor.
Like that Silk soy milk.
I've never really tried soy milk. I think I've tried the soy and the rice before and definitely decided the rice was the way to go.
Hemp milk, if you tried that?
I'd try it, though.
I'd try it.
I don't mind regular milk, though, so.
See, as Todd Armstrong likes to say, he's like, I thought I loved weed enough, but now I find out that it has titties. God damn, he's like, I can't get enough of this. It's a hemp milk. Milk comes from tits. The weed has titties. Weed titties.
The thing, yeah, and the only kind of milk I don't really like is the kind that says may contain bacteria and stuff.
Yeah.
The unpasteurized, that kind of scares me.
Now, here's a query.
Even though I'm sure it's perfectly safe for most.
So, like, the mother of our godson, our baby's mama, as we like to call her, she doesn't really, you know, and she said the doctor doesn't really want Jaden to drink a lot of juice, like Kool-Aid or fruit punch from Dairy Mart or whatever you have, and that she would prefer he drink a lot of water and milk. Preferably whole milk, like vitamin D milk, not that 2% shit.
I drank a lot of milk when I was growing.
Red cap milk, not blue cap. And he doesn't really he'll eat cereal and have some, but he doesn't really, when he's thirsty, he doesn't crave milk.
Yeah.
So she and my wife they didn't disagree together. Just my wife agreed to disagree with her. She said she thinks that strawberry milk is better for him than juice. I said, well, when it's that juice that barely has 5% actual juice in it, and it's just sugar and chemicals to make something taste good, as opposed to real milk with vitamin D and whatever else, calcium, all that good stuff, with some sugar in it, I think it's still a little bit better than juicy
unless
juice.
You're dumping the whole can in there or whatever, you know. I mean, it is going to be less sugar, but it's still going to be...
Well, it's pre-mixed strawberry milk, like from Dairy Mart.
Oh, okay,
strawberry milk.
Uh-huh, okay.
And, you know, I always made our Kool-Aid a little watered down with a little bit less sugar for him. That way the older kids don't drink it as much anyway because they don't think it tastes good enough. But he's three.
Yep.
He thinks it tastes good enough. So, I don't know. I've just been asking people, what do you think is better? He does need to drink milk, and in order to get him to drink milk, if you have to put a little strawberry or chocolate in it or buy strawberry milk?
I would just do like a spoonful of you know, the chocolate or whatever, just to give it enough flavor, you know, to...
Yeah, that way we can even mix it less if we did it ourselves, like you get that strawberry quick mix.
Yeah, and I'm sure they probably have one that's like a
and you're supposed
less
to put
on
in, say,
sugar, so...
Say you're supposed to put in 2 spoons and you just put in 1.
Well, the same thing as watering down the Kool-Aid.
Yep, yep, just milking it down.
Yep, milking it down. Yeah, and I don't know. A lot of times, especially that... The powdery stuff, you know, it's overpowering anyway, what they suggest.
Oh, for sure.
It just makes it taste like grain milk. Because, you know, it's...
Grain has titties, too?
Yeah. And chocolate, you know, there's good things about, you know, real chocolate.
Milk. I love
chocolate. You know, if you took some and melted that into the milk.
Have you ordered anything like with a substantial size to it off the internet, like where you wait for a package and you get a big box?
Yeah.
Like what?
That cutting machine. That was like 50 pounds.
And that came in a pretty good size box.
Yeah, a good size box. That was about half this table.
And wouldn't that be weird if you ordered one of those big packages and then you open it up and it just had like pounds and pounds of weed in it by accident? What would you do? Would you alert the authorities and say, I want my cutter? Or would you say, fuck, here's a couple fucking pounds of weed?
That'd be tough, man, because, you know, somebody's going to come looking for it, right?
Maybe. Maybe they thought you were the person that they were supposed to send it to. So check this out.
Well, I mean, the person that it's supposed to go to, though, is going to be looking for it.
In Ohio, earlier this week, an Ohio man who ordered a gun safe... unexpectedly found $425,000 worth of marijuana bricks inside the safe when it was delivered to him after he opened it.
Well, this guy's got guns, so he's got a little bit of security.
So that's true, and you know, the safe's going to be pretty fucking heavy. So 10, 20 extra pounds of weed isn't really going to alert anybody that, well, this is awfully heavy.
Oh, he got the gun safes with it?
He got a gun safe.
And inside was all the weed?
Inside was all the weed.
Wow.
And it was locked up and boxed up. Like a new safe.
Well, this seems like it'd be great if it was like, you know, there was like a premium on when you buy the safe. Like, it's a $5,000 safe, but you're getting like a $200 safe, and it's a great way to like mail weed or whatever,
and
right?
You got $420,000 worth of weed in it.
Yeah.
And now this guy who busted him said he's been in law enforcement for 47 years, and I've never seen anything like this before. My name's John Linhart. I'm the Shelby County Sheriff, and it's quite effective if you think about it. Wrapped airtight to withstand high temperatures, drug-sniffing dogs probably could not smell it. You know, you got the thick, safe walls, plus it's wrapped with that shit and heat shrunk or whatever. Champion Safe Company in Mexico manufactured the gun safe, and local inmates packaged it and shipped it north. Linhart said somewhere between Mexico and a warehouse in Ohio, the drugs were put in the wrong safe and delivered to the wrong person. Police said Ohio man who got the shipment had nothing to do with the drugs. Sure. I'm sure that's what he's going to say. I had nothing to do with it. Yeah. They were put in the wrong safe, delivered to the wrong person. He said he was only looking for somewhere to store the guns. Dang it.
Strange, though, that they would... Well, I guess they weren't shipping weed out of the prison, huh? It was somewhere in between.
That's what they say, but this also says...
It'd be weird, though. I mean, where would you have... We're growing some awesome pot in this prison. We got to ship it out to the States.
Yeah, we put it in safes so it'll be safe.
We're growing it right in our toilets.
Police said they're looking for a truck driver with Conway Incorporated, the company that Champion hired to transport 25 to 30 gun safes to Ohio. So this trucker probably had a deal with one of his buddies. He's like, I know this guy in fucking Texas that has 80 pounds of weed.
And he was probably fired that day.
He'll sell you 20 pounds for like 50 bucks. Or wait, if it's $425,000 worth of weed, they're probably saying it's worth $400 an ounce.
And it's brick weed.
$4,000, so four times, it had to be 100 and some pounds of weed. Must have been a big fucking safe. Well, gun safes, I guess, are big because they stand up long rifles and whatnot, so you could just pack it full of bricks, but... they have not been able to find the driver. And not only are we looking for him, but we're looking for the bad guys, too. What the fuck does that even mean, Sheriff
Lenhart? I'm the bad guy.
Oh, look at me, the bad guy. So I saw that new installment of the Gotham live comedy thing that I was talking about last week, and the host this week was Kevin Pollak. Very cool to see him do some stand-up besides doing his impersonations, but of course after about five minutes...
his name was Chat Show. That's what he says on
his... Did he change his name? He went by Kevin Pollak on this one.
He goes, welcome to the Kevin Pollak Chat Show, and I am, of course... Chat show.
No, he didn't say that, but
he always does an uncomfortable pause too.
He does, even in his stand-up when he wasn't, you know, he did did some jokes and this and that. He did a joke about how, even though you don't know it, most of the men in here do a good Robert De Niro impression. You might not know that you even do it. He said, but say you're walking down the street, because everybody keeps their cell phone in the front pocket now. Said when your phone buzzes and you want to get it, you're getting a text message or a call. Too lazy to take it out of your pocket. No, I'll just look at it.
Doing the old De Niro,
just the facial De Niro with the
and just the movements like of De Niro,
and like looking down at your phone, so your face kind of goes De Niro on you, and then he launched into Christopher Walken. Did that for a while, and then when he came back, he didn't even play himself. Like, in between commercial and come back to the next comedian, he just came out as Al Pacino, and he did that. He does a good Al Pacino.
Did he do Columbo?
No.
Peter Falk?
No. But you know what? When he does Christopher Walken, to me it just sounds more like Jay Moore. It sounds like him doing Jay Moore doing Christopher Walken. Now, who did it first? He sounds more like he's imitating a Christopher Walken imitator. Wow.
I think there's so many people that do Walken, though. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, just people that don't really
deserve to
known as impersonators.
Right.
Have, you know, the Walken. So.
Well, he's the Walken.
I think is Columbo's probably his best. When he does the Peter Falk.
Yeah. I think I've heard him do that on the show, but does Walken more than anybody else, I guess. And
yeah, I think,
He's got a kind of a good one, not a great one. I almost study him more when I work on my Walken impression, but I can't.
I think Kevin Spacey has a pretty good Walken.
Oh, yeah. I saw him do it on the actors in the actor's studio with James Lipton. He had him do he actually did like four or five impressions. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I think John Travolta, maybe, or something like that. I don't know. It's Friday. That's what I said. And who was I just talking of? I said he doesn't sound like Christopher Walken. He sounds more
Kevin
like
Pollak.
James Moore.
Whoa.
Jay Moore. His birthday today, Jay Moore.
Nice. Kevin Pollak, though, man, he's done about 200 shows, and he's interviewed, like, Alan Arkin, Kevin Spacey, Bob Odenkirk, David Cross.
Yeah.
Just about anybody in that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And his interviews are typically 1 to 2 hours long, sometimes longer. And a very, if you like, the dry setting of a Charlie Rose or Tom Schneider.
Yeah.
You'll like the Kevin Pollak Chat Show.
Right on. Do you ever get turned on to Phil Hendry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Phil Golding turned me on to
Phil
Hendry.
Huge, Barnabas is his nickname, right?
Phil Hendry?
No, Barnabas is a Phil Golding. Hendry character. Phil Golding, yeah, that's his one of his online monikers, Barnabas.
For sure. That was his Facebook name for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I never knew about that dude until Phil told me.
Oh, man, that guy is great.
And he would listen to him on the way over to practice, which is a good hour and a half drive, so he get to listen to him.
I was one of those typical guys that first heard it and didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, and it was the one, it's a classic one, about the mom who had the child star and he couldn't wipe his own butt. And he was like 13 years old and I got to go and wipe my son's butt. And he's like, why are you wiping your son's butt? And he's like, well, he's got monster hands on because he was starring in some monster movie. So he couldn't wipe his own butt.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, and then the people would call in and be all whacked out. He had one where his guest was a coach who didn't see what the big deal was about Michael Jackson sleeping with kids because he slept with his team all the time when they'd go on away games. Yeah. Nothing would happen. They just slept in the same bed.
Right, but that's different.
And then people called. They were furious over that one.
I bet. People sometimes just don't get it.
Yeah, it's great. Unfortunately, though, I mean, he stopped doing it. And then I think he's got a podcast now.
Yeah, he does. It's on... all the things that we're on. I always see him.
He's very proactive in stopping anyone, though, that even comes close to doing what he does.
Yeah. But he's on Stitcher and TuneIn and all the places you can find us, the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, formerly known as the TagCast Podcast. You can find us at TagCastPodcast.com.
It takes a lot of work to do what he's got going on.
Yeah, for sure. National Sponge Cake today. National Sponge Cake Day.
Right on. Get out the strawberries.
It's fucking stupid, dude. I don't get it.
You don't like sponge cake?
I don't like days that are named after sponge cake. If you're going to make a...
it's the only one, though, I do believe.
Dude, it could be like National fucking Oscillating Fan Day more than it would be National Sponge Cake Day. I don't know.
Those kind of go together, though. Last you got a fan going, you probably want a sponge cake with some strawberries, some syrup.
Last week, it was a National fucking... ice cream sandwich day or something.
I like angel food cake, but sponge cake is like that stuff.
I like devil's food cake.
Made ones that you buy for the strawberry thing.
What's the difference between angel food cake and devil food cake?
Chocolate.
Really?
Yeah, devil's food cake is chocolate and dense.
Why is the devil chocolate?
Angel food cake is
light and
fluffy.
Made as a bundt cake. With a hole in the middle, right?
Yeah, where you know. The
check out my bundt cake.
Has that white icing on it, the cum icing.
But that's all considered clear. Sponge cake, though, right? Because it's spongy or not?
Is it? No, devil's? It's dense. It's like a thick chocolate cake.
But is angel
well,
food cake
kinda,
spongy? Sponge cake?
Yeah, that's that sticky kind of cake. Where you just pull it off and it's almost like cotton candy cake.
Cotton candy cake.
The CCC.
So, yeah, National Sponge Cake Day. Also, a quick run-through of a whole bunch of birthdays. So, we'll go quick. I Dream of Jeannie. I don't know if she's still alive. Barbara
Mama
Eden.
Boy Eden.
She was sexy back in the day. Probably still sexy. She was born in 1934.
I just wrinkled my nose.
So, she would be like 80, 79. 79 if she's still alive. Hoping that you're still in there. Also, $6 Million Man.
Ah. Stunt Jane Fonda.
The Fall Guy. Lee Majors.
That's right.
He would be 75 today.
He married the $6 million woman, didn't he?
73.
I used to have his action figure. You could see through his body.
Yeah. And Keith Moon would have been having a birthday today if he wasn't dead. He's dead. Drummer from The Who. He would have been 67.
Wow.
Shelley Long. She's still alive.
Yeah.
We talked about Cheers.
She left Cheers to have an unsuccessful movie career.
That's right. And she is, let's see, 64 today.
Do you blame her solely for the popularity and celebrity of Kirstie Alley? I do.
I don't, but I wasn't into Cheers, but I could imagine how you would think that.
No, I'm just saying if she would have stayed with Cheers, that Kirstie Alley would have never been popular. And we
you don't think she
would have
found
her.
Another vehicle?
No.
Also sharing a birthday with Shelley Long, same day, same year. Rick Springfield, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo.
64.
Why does he always wish he was Jesse's girl?
He wishes he had her.
Oh, I thought he said I wish I was.
No, he wishes he had Jesse's girl. Uh-huh. And as I said, Jay Moore, comedian and whatever, podcaster.
Was that Spuds McKenzie on the cover of Rick Springfield's album?
I believe it was.
Wow.
Good call. Jay Moore and the late River Phoenix, who's never on time. He's got a birthday today, too. They share the same day and year as well. Jay Moore turning 43 today. And NBA rapist Kobe Bryant. They're having a thing on some TV show that I watch sometimes. Maybe it was Axis when I was watching Gotham Comedy Live. Kobe Bryant, Inside Kobe or something.
Sick.
Yeah, I know. They went to the doctor and it showed him getting a colonoscopy. Inside Kobe Bryant.
Oh, that reminds me of something awesome.
I think he's like 35 today. The ripe old age of 35, Kobe. Good job. Lots of birthdays getting them out of the way. I don't have any friends that have birthdays today. Hey, don't take that out of context. Did you think I said I don't have friends? Fuck you guys, man. I'll kill. You guys don't know Gigi Allen. I'll fucking kill.
Yep. I saw the new Impractical Jokers.
I saw that as well.
Was that the one? I watched a few of them. I don't know if it was
the one.
There's
two new episodes so far.
With the fake charities in the coffee shop. And one of them was colonoscopies for kids, and somebody donated money to it.
Oh, yeah. I think that was a repeat because they've been playing some older ones, too. But, yeah. I think the newer ones were where that guy was saying that he lost his wife in the mall. He's like, yeah, I can't find her anywhere. You know, she's wearing a bear rug. Is what she's got a bear rug. And she's bleeding profusely, too. You probably would have saw her. And then they got to look up to the thing, and they're like, you know, she was in that movie. Just, like, retarded. And some of those get a little taken away. I think it's better, like, when they have to go do a presentation. Like they did thing for inventions.
Mm-hmm.
This is my new invention. It's called waterproof bread. Like, you ever be in the rain trying to have a sandwich, man? Mm-hmm. That's the worst.
Yeah, basically an improv game on a different level.
My invention is
level.
A self-destructing birth test, or pregnancy test. And then he lit it, and it was just like a sparkler in a birth test. A birth test. I can't say what I want to say. Pregnancy test. A birth test. I've invented this new thing. It's called a birth test. And what you do is you stick your hand in your vagina, and then if there's a baby in there, that means you're giving birth.
Zap.
So you ever watch? You got MTV?
Nope.
You don't have it available to watch? That must be why you don't watch Ridiculousness. That's pretty funny. It's like the good version of the Shaq Show. Just a video show, kind of like Tosh.0, but
it's without all the show, right?
Yeah, it's without all the written. And they have guests on there. They had that guy that was on Jackass 3D, and he's kind of retarded, and he's on Workaholics sometimes. His name is, he got glasses, and he kind of looks, he's cross-eyed, and he's, like, retarded a little bit. His name is Eric Braunball or something weird. He was a guest on there. Anyway, it was pretty funny. They showed some stuff. Just ridiculous videos, and some of them were so painful to watch because you know the people got hurt bad, like they're trying to do parkour and shit. Over a 20-foot drop and, like, hitting their head on a stone fucking wall. And then they're just laughing. Well, I'm laughing, too. Goddamn, man, that guy got hurt. That's fucking ridiculousness.
Oh.
Ridiculous. It's a funny show, though. It's one of the few shows on TV that actually get me to COL, chuckle out loud.
Yeah, nice.
It's not a full laugh.
I like
it's more
a good
of a
chuckle,
chuckle
out loud.
Like,
hard to get a good chuckle out of
honey, look at this. That kid just skated down the thing and then he accidentally kicked his friend right in the side of the head. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. These kids these days with their skateboards and their.
Like, King of Queens, I'll say, sure, it's funny, but I never laugh out loud.
No? Hey, this is kind
of
weird.
King of Queens.
So, I don't know if you're listening or not. Hope you don't get offended. Little dude John from Dairy Mart across the way from my house there. He's been coming over and he plays the drums. He's been jamming with Mike a little bit. He's been coming over after work to meet up with Mike, and Mike's been gone. So he'd been hanging out with me, just like waiting around for Mike.
He's been gone.
Yeah, so I'm watching some TV, and then he's like proceeding to just dig himself a hole of I'm a fucking idiot to me. And I don't like to think people are idiots or sheltered or don't know what good stuff is. Like, he's like, what kind of movies do you like? Because he's kind of nerdy. What kind of movies do you like? Oh, I like horror movies and comedies and dramas, but not really too much action movies because it gets sci-fi action gets a little bit out of control. I'd rather watch something that could really happen. He's like, oh, yeah, let me look at your movies. And he's like, House of a Thousand Corpses. So does this mean, like, like a Rob Zombie the band movie, or it's like, yeah, Rob Zombie's a person and he's a director. You've never seen House of a Thousand Corpses or Devil's Rejects or Halloween or Salem's whatever witch trials that just came out? It's like, oh no, I didn't.
Salem's Lot? Is that now available?
It's called Lords of Salem.
Oh,
it never hit theaters, though. I don't know. It was supposed to come out in March, and it never came around here. It hit certain theaters and never came to Eugene. I was going to go see it with my daughter. I don't know if it was too gnarly or what, but it still has a few of the regular cast
of
characters.
I'll have to look it up and see.
I don't know if Mosley's in it, but I know that his wife's in it. And so then he was like, oh, we're watching Ridiculousness. He'd never heard of that. I'm watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force. He'd never heard of that.
Which one was that?
With... Meat blog.
Well, I know which one, but...
Oh, it was one where Carl was trying to rent out their house to those two people. Remember that? And there was, like, blood all over. And they're like, we don't have a toilet, but there's a hole in the middle of the floor, and we got pizza around there to get the smell out of here. And then, like, this couple didn't like it, and then this family of robots came in, like these square box robots. And they're like, we can't even smell. We don't care. We love it. And then, so it was totally a surreal episode, as they are. Like, none of the main characters were even in it. It was just Carl and all these weird, I don't know where, Shake and all Frylock and all those guys were. But so he's like, this is the weirdest show. And then we watched Robot Chicken. He'd never even heard of Robot Chicken. He's like, what is this show? And then he's like, that's kind of funny. Nicolas Cage in... some action movie, and he's like, that Nicolas Cage thing was pretty funny, actually, though. So he's like 20 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So then I flip it over, and I'm watching Louis C.K., hilarious, the special. We watch about 5 minutes. He's like, this guy's not funny. I was like, really? You don't think he's funny? He's like, do you think he's funny? And I was like, I actually do think he's pretty funny. And he's like, well, you're not laughing. I go, I've seen this like 10 times. I go, and I've watched all of his specials, and he's got a couple really good series that he wrote and directed, and he's actually a very accomplished comedian and very well respected. You don't know this guy? And he's like, no. He said, I don't think it's funny talking about, you know, jacking off and stuff like that. I was like, well, some people do. I thought it was kind of funny. He was doing the bit about where he goes, I hate douchebags that, like, come into the office or wherever you work, and you're like, they'll pull this. Like, they'll do the jack-off move. Like, hey, is Tim in yet? And he's like, he's always late. And he'll, like, pretend like he's jacking off. It's like, I just think that anybody who's stupid enough to do that should have to finish. It's like, he's always like, oh. And then he stood there like awkwardly for a minute, and then he's bending over, and then he finishes after about a minute, and he's like, yeah, that guy's never on time, man. And he's like, this guy's not funny. It's like, that's because you're 20 and you don't openly admit that you fucking masturbate. All right. Once you get older, you'll realize that it's okay and it's not gay that you're playing with your own penis. I had my cousins when I was 14. I was kind of a little earlier than most people to admit that I masturbated and say that it was okay. He's like, you play with your own dick? That's gay. It's like, how is it gay? It's me. He's like, yeah, but you're a guy. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Are you on to something now? Any guy who masturbates is gay because he likes playing with male penises.
Wow.
Is there...
that is... Oh, man.
It's puts a whole different twist on it, doesn't it? You're like, well, then why are you doing it? You're telling me you don't even look at it while you're... I was like, fuck yeah, I look at it. I watch the porn. Yeah, you don't like to watch solo porn, like, or girl-on-girl, because it gets boring, right? Got to have that penis in there, don't you? Why? Because you're just a little bit gay. If you like to masturbate, that's a little bit gay.
Yep.
He's like, you're going to admit that you fucking masturbate? It's like, that's gay. It's like, it's not gay. It's like, well, you're a guy, and that's a penis, so you're kind of gay. I forgot about that. That whole thing that I just fell into is a real story about my cousin Sean Carson, who's probably still in prison because he fell into a bad path shortly after middle school and started stealing chainsaws and stupid shit like that and selling them for money to get... drugs.
Better to sell them for money to get drugs than to start using them to chop.
But here's the deal. At least he wasn't gay and jacking off.
That's true.
Like his gay little cousin Terry. Because I was only 12 at the time, and I'm like, dude, why are you stealing chainsaws? You're going to get busted. He's like, there's no way they're going to catch us.
Like, we got all this makes me not gay.
We got all this beer. We got all this whiskey. We're going to go up to this weird dude's house. He lets us watch porn. And I was like, wait a minute. There's a weird dude up the road that lets you watch porn? And this was before all the bells and and whistles go off when that happens. And it's like, wait, let's go up there and check it out. What kind of porns you got? He's like, he's got all the good ones, like Debbie Does Dallas and Deep Throat. Because back then, that was he's got some.
Buttman 9.
John Holmes. That was probably Buttman 1. Mm-hmm. It was probably the premiere of Buttman. Starring Marilyn Chambers and Ginger Lynn. With the brand new star coming
to
it.
Prime 80s.
Peter North. He's still in there, though. Anyway, so yeah, we did go to this. We did go to this guy's house, who was like way older than us, and he was giving all of us underage boys alcohol, and then letting us watch porn at his house. Now back then, I even thought that was a little weird, but those guys were like, "This is cool. He's giving us free beer."
So that's not gay.
No, but jacking off is gay. I'm like, dude, I kind of want to go, and he's like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "This is kind of weird." He's like, "He's giving us free beer, dude. He's got some weed too, and check it out." Look at those naked chicks on the TV. I was like, yeah, but that guy, he's like, he's creepy and he's kind of short
he's
and
fat. He's over there being gay with himself.
And he's got this shirt that he always wears that says, don't get testy. That's what I always remember about this guy. He always wore this shirt that said,
now,
in really big letters too, as big as the whole.
Testy is like testicle?
No, it had a Y. It was, okay. Don't, and that was his, he had a little kind of a, I don't know if you call it a fetish with that phrase. Anytime anybody brought any opposition to him, or even if they didn't, he's like, don't get testy with me, kid. Don't get testy. Like, if he was a Saturday Night Live character, that would be, hey, you guys want to come over to my house and drink some, drink
that's
some alcohol?
One of your characters
I'm getting
now.
Excited. I'm knocking the mic around. Hey, you kids want to come up to my house and drink some alcohol and smoke some marijuana and watch some pornography? I've got all the latest new titles. Don't get testy. Don't get AIDS testy with me. And don't get your testes out unless I ask nicely. But yeah, jacking off's gay. Going to an old guy's house and watching porn, not gay.
Yeah. Jim Rome is producer, the guy running the boards. He always makes a joke because that guy once admitted to watching porn with like 9 or like 6 buddies in a college dorm room. And there it was just the 6 of them. And
that's
so he's
gay.
Always, yeah, he's always like, what are you guys doing there? 6 dudes over there watching porn.
Just a little mutual masturbation. It was a hands-on experience, but it isn't like, I'm not gay because all I'm doing is masturbating.
Yeah.
It was another guy's penis, but
yeah.
I masturbate myself all the time, so that's not gay. Mm-hmm. It's not like I was,
well, here, yeah.
It's not like I was fucking him in the ass or something. I mean, my God. And with that, we'll go right into this because I know you're listening closely now, Hans. Oh, shit, I forgot to hook it up. We'll just have to sing it. What's in Hans's? Could it be yes? I doubt it. No. Could it be ELP?
Who?
Probably not. The Who? I doubt it. Could it be Roger Daltrey's solo album? I doubt it. No. Could it be the soundtrack?
I bet it's going to be Tiffany.
Oh, finally. Saved us. Hans is listening to the Melvins today, and do we like to call it the Melvins, or do we like to call it just Melvins? Some people just call them Melvins. And then I've even seen the Melvins with the in parentheses, and the is an old band too. Did you know that?
The yeah.
They were the best band ever. I think the guy had a stuttering problem.
The
what's his band?
The
Who. No, I thought you said the. I did. Well, it's the Beatles. Oh, the and the Beatles? No, just the Beatles. Hans listened to an album today called The Maggot by the Melvins, or by Melvins.
Nice.
I, on the other hand, can't remember what I was just listening to, but it was a record. Oh, man, I had it written down. I'm just going to have to go by memory because I listened to Restless and Wild. And then after that,
Restless.
And then I was listening to, that's what it was. And Hans will love this because I think I mentioned it before trying to listen to it. Didn't get to because my fucking record player was messed up. Brought out Pile Driver, Canadian metal, I believe, from 1985. I don't know how those guys got signed. They're the Metal Inquisition. They
no one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
No, it's the Metal Inquisition. They sentence you to death by guillotine. My guillotine! And then there's this guillotine. You hear it go and lop off a head.
Wow.
Right before it says guillotine.
You know what that's like, though?
What's that like?
That's exactly like having a chainsaw in a song.
Ring, ring. Yeah, but it's old school.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear the blade. Lop. Whatever lop sound is.
Yeah.
By guillotine. And then at the end, it just goes soup, lop, soup, lop, soup, lop, soup, lop, soup, and just fades out, lopping heads.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And that's a high, you know, you'd have to be quick on the changing of the bodies.
The hook in that song is, if you're not a metalhead, you might as well be dead. We're the Metal Inquisition. We sentence you to death. Lop by guillotine. It sounds like a really weak version of Dave Hetfield.
So,
or James Mustaine. Like a weird morph of those people.
Where do you think the setting was when he wrote that? Was it
in Ottawa, Canada? Ooh. I know that's where they were from. Yeah, at a Denny's in Ottawa. And then somehow they got signed to this small metal label and flown to Belgium to record their album. Now, what label can fork out money to... How far is that from Belgium?
Did Canada have that program back then where they gave free money for
colposcopies for children?
Well, the arts, to promote Canada.
Yeah, they
arts.
Pay you money to be in a band.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were taking advantage of that or not, but they wore like a gimp outfit, not like a fake leg like me, but like a studded freaking head leather mask thing. And he had a flying V guitar that was a jackhammer too, and it had like handles on the flying V's part.
Oh, so like a pile driver.
I guess it was more of like a lot of a show, like lots of long spikes, like pre-guar without all the liquid of guar.
It reminds me of that song Pile Driver by Z-Rock Hawaii.
Ah, they did an album with Ween, right?
Yeah.
Is that
with
on
the
that?
Japanese Boredoms, the Japanese punk band, the Boredoms.
Yeah, Brutal Truth does a few Boredoms covers that I really enjoy, and that made me want to look into the Boredoms. Are they worth listening to?
I've never really checked the Boredoms out on their own.
Do you
know? Kind of noise punk.
That's what I thought.
I is the main guy.
You are?
No,
I is the main guy in that band.
I-Y-I.
Oh, I.
And so...
I, Mike.
Yeah, so maybe Hans would like to check those guys out. Z-Rock Hawaii.
Oh, or the Boredoms.
Yeah.
I would say he would probably already know who the Boredoms are.
Yeah, I assume he knows the Boredoms.
But I don't know if he would know Z-Rock Hawaii.
Yeah. Ween recorded some songs and then sent it to them to...
Didn't they do Bad to the
scream
Bone?
Scream over the top of it, basically. They did do Bad to the Bone.
With Z-Rock.
Yeah, and then the guy, the Boredoms in the background, you hear them, they sound like... weasels, like, y'all hit yipping in the back. Yai, yai, yai.
Is that all they do?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, a lot of it is.
All right. Learning a lot here today on a Friday. Hey, we don't want you guys to forget. We kind of announced this last week and a little bit on Monday, but we kind of skipped it on Wednesday because we don't want to beg. But we're begging you. Go to the tagcastpodcast.com website, and there's a donate icon. You can click on that. If you got a dollar in your PayPal, you can give it to us. We're almost halfway to our goal of $50 that needs to be reached by September 1st.
Or go click on the link to the Amazon and go and buy
shopping.
Like the first season of The Wire for like $20 and watch it, or buy some TV episode.
Yeah, if you do any Amazon shopping, just come to tagcastpodcast.com first and then click on the Amazon link and it'll take you there. Only takes you like 5 extra seconds and it'll get us like 5 extra cents. And if you just have like a dollar in your pocket and don't have a PayPal or a computer, if you have $1.46 in your pocket, you go buy a stamp for 46 cents and mail a dollar.
Is it 46 cents now for a stamp?
It is. They have some new,
you?
They got some new forever stamps that you can buy right now, limited time only, that will be good forever no matter how much. So if you saved them for a long time, you'd really be sticking it to the USPS.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's paper money.
So check that out. Send it to, we take checks too. Just make them payable to Terry Guile or Dustin Gatchel, whichever is your favorite host. And that way you don't have to say that you think one's better than the other. We'll just know. Send them to P.O. Box 12. That's one of the first P.O. boxes ever in Brownsville. It's 12-1. I've saved that since I was a kid, small child, smoking weed. I want P.O. Box 12 for the Tagcast podcast, which is now the Terry and Gas Comedy Show. Send a dollar. It's Brownsville, Oregon. It's zip code 97327. Send us a dollar. We want to keep hollering at you and bringing you all this kind of our friend Hans says that he couldn't live without us, and we teach him a lot of stuff. It's a learning. The world needs the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Hell yeah.
That's what he says.
I got some. Our friend and fan, Jared Superfan Nelson.
Moving
to Virginia soon. And I wanted to, I just recently found out 65% of Virginia is covered with forests. That's a lot.
It's a lot of trees.
That is. That means, you know what that means?
You'd think there'd be more Sasquatches.
Exactly. Out there. That's what I was going to say. Is your chance of seeing Sasquatch go up? Is that the plural? Sasquatch?
Squatches.
Squatches?
Sam Squanches.
So I got some tips for you, Jared, on what not to do. These are things that are illegal in Virginia.
Is this just not West Virginia, regular Virginia?
Yeah, this is just Virginia. Is he moving to West Virginia?
No.
Okay.
Just want to make sure we weren't in Virginia.
It is illegal to tickle women.
Oh, Jared, you better not move there, buddy.
Ma'am.
Because I see you tickling all the ladies over at the Dixie. Tickly.
Yep. Children are not to go trick-or-treating on Halloween.
Can they go the night before?
I don't know. They can go any other day of the year, I think.
Is it actually illegal, or they're not to?
That's what it is. Children are not to go trick-or-treating on
Halloween. That's a weird way of wording it. They are not to go. You are not to do that.
I know it is, huh?
And then, like, that kind of, well, I did. Well, you were not to do that. You're in trouble.
You must honk your horn while passing other cars.
That reminds me. I don't think it was in Virginia. Maybe it was. It was in Virginia. Almost positive. Not even going to check it because I'm going to rely on my brain. Residents in a Virginia town were outraged that the state spent $13,000 on this sign that said, "Do not hit the car in front of you."
Oh.
They thought that was a waste of money. Because that is common knowledge.
Yeah.
But maybe when 80% of the fucking state's covered in trees, there's only 20% of driving area, people might get a little confused. So please, Virginians, do not run into the car that's in front of you.
And remember, don't do that.
Objects in the mirror actually behind you.
Yeah. And here, it is against the law to cast a spotlight on a hen house, causing the poultry to panic.
You don't want to send your poultry into a panic in Virginia, because then they just might poop out another egg that ain't quite ready yet.
Yep. Bawk, bawk. Yeah, you don't want those small eggs. You want the extra large ones.
That's right.
And it is illegal to release more than 50 balloons in an hour.
Where is the balloon prison?
I don't know.
Where are they holding these balloons, and are they captive?
Yeah, you just can't. You can't release 50 balloons in an hour.
I could just hear the balloons.
A lot of
singing.
Them pop. I think that's what happens.
Please
pop,
release me. Let me go. So this was in Arlington, Virginia, where this was. Tells drivers not to hit car in front of them. I don't see how a sign like that could cost $13,000.
They probably paid a company $13,000 to put it up.
Yeah. Well, in their own defense, they said almost 100% of the accidents at this location are rear-end collisions.
Hmm. So we just want to remind you. Have they gone
down at all? No, it just went up. The sign just went up like a week ago, and the residents are outraged and dismayed to see their hard-earned tax dollars going towards expensive.
We'll have
signs,
to see if they actually go down, because if the traffic accidents there go down, then they are actually right, and the people bitching are just don't know what their subconscious brain is telling them.
Yeah. And this said that there's other signs that say safety is no accident and maintain safe following distance, but he said those signs weren't effective, and the current message was an attempt to simplify the message as much as possible.
Well,
do not run into the person in front of you, dumbass.
If they've already tried it twice and it had no effect, then...
Well, those signs said something else, which, like, maintain safe following.
Keep is it going to say, how now, brown cow, next time?
Next
maybe that'll
say,
work.
Watch out!
Have they thought that maybe the accidents haven't gone down because people are reading the sign?
How about, apply brakes when wanting to stop?
Yep. Why don't they just put a stoplight there?
In the middle of the road? We'll just have a stop sign like every 20 feet.
Yeah, just put a crosswalk there.
All right, what else we got for Virginia laws?
All right,
you're in for it, Jared. I'm telling you, you're going to have a good time.
An ox professional cannot be sued by an ox rider.
Like an animal ox?
Yeah.
That can't be real.
It is. It's just from way long ago.
They had professional ox.
And in Stanford County, it is legal to beat your wife.
Yeah.
As long as you do it on the court steps, and it's before 8 p.m.
Well, keep that in mind, Jared. It's got to be early.
It just seems like a strange law. I guess if it really gives you, really makes you think about whether or not your wife really needs beat. If you're going to have to go and do it on the front of the court steps. Rather than outlawing it, because if they outlaw it, it's just going to happen in the home, right? So they say, if you want to do it, come over to the court steps. But, you know, you're going to have to do it in public.
Right. Well, he's got to trade those. You know, there's some crazy Oregon laws. Did you know that? Canned corn is not to be used as bait for fishing.
That is, yeah.
It doesn't say it's illegal. It says it's not to be done.
Yeah,
you are not to do that.
That is a popular... I haven't fished in a long time, so I don't know if that's a new law, but a wedding ring and a white piece of white corn.
Right.
It was a big bait, you know? I don't know. Maybe that's illegal now. Maybe it was illegal then.
Well, you are not to do it.
All right.
I don't know whether it's illegal.
I'm putting my corn away.
Okay.
I always had a can of corn in my boot. My tackle box.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's another one. You are not to test your physical endurance while driving a car on a highway. It's also illegal to place a container filled with human fecal matter on the side of a highway.
Why would it be illegal to test your physical strength while you're driving, but not be illegal to put on your lipstick while driving? Isn't that a test of physical feat?
Testing your physical endurance. What? Seeing how long you can
hold your breath.
Crunches. Yeah, hold your breath. Babies may not be carried on the running boards of a car or a truck. Here's a good one that we all know. Drivers may not pump their own gas.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
A door on a car may not be left open longer than necessary. And I don't know who's going to deem the necessity of how long it has to be open. An adult may not show a minor any piece of classical artwork which depicts sexual excitement. And as of January 1st, 2000, this is a long time ago, all 5-bedroom homes will be evacuated and searched by police for drug substances every 2 months. That's not true. That is totally not true.
That's crazy.
Now I think we're getting crazy. Those first ones sounded pretty, whatever you call it. But now they're getting stupid. Dishes must drip dry. In Beaverton, you must buy a $10 permit to be allowed to install a burglar's alarm. In Eugene, it is legal to show movies or attend a car race on Sundays.
Yeah, I wouldn't attend a car race in Eugene anyway. A bum sword fight, maybe.
It's illegal to conduct a horse race or a symphony concert in Eugene. That can't be true.
That cannot be
true. It says in Marion County, you cannot eat a donut and walk backwards on a city street.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
This is fake. I've been foiled again. Trucks may not be parked on the street in Portland. And riders of sleds may not attach themselves to passing cars.
To passing cars.
Women may not wrestle tough in Salem, and it is illegal to own a reptile in the city limits of Springfield unless you are a school.
What if it's a reptilian blood drinking human?
You gotta be a school.
No idea. Yeah. Did you know in Oregon and Alabama are the only two states that regulate the sale of pseudoephedrine?
No.
It's a big, It's getting to the big debate. We did that in Oregon like 15 years ago, right?
I think so. I remember hearing
about
that.
Like 15, 20 years ago. Huh. You haven't been able to buy Sudafed in the stores, you know, just a box at a time or whatever whenever you're sick. And no one needs to buy more than a box at a time, right?
No, I don't think so.
Unless, you know, you're making meth.
But it's illegal to make meth in Oregon.
It's surprising that only two states have put regulations on it, and now it's getting to that point to where the rest of them want to do it, but the pharmaceutical companies don't want to make it harder for people to buy their product.
Huh.
So yeah. Are the pharmaceutical companies pushing the meth?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Bastards. This is the last one. It's illegal to buy or sell marijuana in Oregon, but it is legal to smoke it on your own property. That's not true either.
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, I love
that. Yeah, I'm not sure about some of those.
I think
some of those I believe, but it just goes to show, too, that you could just put a string of words together and say it's a funny law somewhere.
And then we go, could you believe that, dude? They said that you can't walk backwards while you're eating a donut on a city street, but it's okay if you're downtown.
Yeah, you can't pour maple syrup on a condom if it's on a Sunday.
Only if it's on a cock and ball voodoo donut.
Mm-hmm.
Which are pretty good, even though I'm not gay. I like to play with my own penis and eat cock and ball donuts from voodoo. From voodoo dog nut.
I've never eaten there.
You should.
I've eaten knockoff donuts.
It's not the same, bro.
Oh, yeah, I know it's not.
They're better than Krispy
Kreme. I don't
Kreme.
Like anything out of coming out of Safeway or Fred Meyer's. The stored bakery donuts are not good.
They're always fresh, too. And once they're not fresh, they put them in a bucket and they sell them to you for $5. And they're still pretty good and fresh.
In a bucket?
You get a bucket of donuts for a 5-gallon bucket full of donuts for $5 at the right time, at the right place, by chance.
Wow.
Like we did it once. We were just happened to come in. They're like, all right, we got some buckets for sale. We're like, buckets? What do you want buckets for? He's like, buckets of donuts, buckets of day olds. But they're not quite a day old because we don't do that.
Yeah.
They're buckets of almost a day old.
Hmm.
And we got like 5 cock and balls, and those are $5.50 because it's a huge twist with 2 cream puffs on the end, and it's all, the end is filled with cream, and then it's chocolate twist. And there was like 6 of those in there.
Wow.
And so that we were like, that's $30 worth of cock and balls for $5. Plus we got some sprinkles and some regular old dirty bastards, which are good. They're like Oreo and peanut butter and a donut with like frosting. And they've got some really good like pentagram devil's food chocolate with red. They're good.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff.
Like the knockoff one, like over at Freddy's, I think the maple bacon.
They have that.
Like pieces of shredded bacon on it. Like bacon.
This actually has 2 slices of bacon on it.
So it's not even really the same.
Yeah.
You know?
You can put bacon bits on a maple donut from Safeway and try to.
No. I don't like the Safeway fucking donuts, man. They're nasty.
You ever seen 2 Safeway donuts fucking?
No.
I seen a twist fucking a regular old-fashioned.
I saw a twist fucking a maple bar, and then afterwards it turned into an eclair.
Ah!
When I watched it, cream pie.
Oh! That's a good note to end on, donut talk. I think we covered everything. Give us money, visit our website, follow us on Twitter, tagcastpodcast.com, in case you forgot. Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Thanks for listening. We're coming up on 200 episodes in about 2 weeks. Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow. Christopher Walken listens to
our show. I can't get that vision out of my head now of the end of an eclair being a cream pie.
Watch me turn this biscuit into a peach, man. I'll wrap it in this napkin and ain't that a peach? Cheech and Chong, check it out. Up in Smoke. Next movie, whatever. Nice Dreams. I don't know. One of those. Get out of my room. Have a good weekend, you guys. Stick around after the show for plugs.
Hell yeah. Plug it up and rock on.
Butt plugs. Bong plugs. Ear plugs. And thumbtacks.
Plugging it up.
Hey, Taggots. What's going on? I'm going to tell you what is going to be going on in the next few weeks, months, and time coming up to go do some shows. Go to them. Every Friday for a couple more Fridays, it's Comedy at the Baghdad. That's coming to an end on September 6th. But a couple more weeks. Got to cherish it while it's still here. Every second Friday, Pantsless Comedy at Cornucopia in Eugene. That's the second Friday of every month with Mike McGowan, your host, always bringing up some great comics, usually someone from Portland for a headliner, and then some locals to open the show. Also, every Wednesday at the Tonic Lounge in Portland, we have a weekly recurring humor night. It starts at about 9 o'clock with Whitney Street as your host and a bunch of great comics, and then an open mic after the show. So, comedy going strong in Oregon. Go check it out. Speaking of which, Eugene Celebration is August 23rd through 25th. And on the 23rd and 24th, yours truly, that's me, I'll be down at the Cosmic Pizza doing Cosmic Comedy at 6 p.m. That's a free show. That's 8th and Charnelton, Cosmic Pizza, with a Z in both of those words, Cosmic Pizza. 6 o'clock showtime, I go on third both nights. And then on the 24th, I'll be at the KLCC stage between 1:30 and 5:30. Announcing sponsors, introducing bands, telling jokes, and that kind of stuff. So come out to the Eugene Celebration this weekend. It's going to be fun. August 24th, Black Sabbath at the Gorge Amphitheater. That's on Saturday. Hope you got your tickets. I doubt if it's sold out, but whatever. I'm not going. Hope you do. August 29th, Gary Numan will be playing In Cars and Down by the Park. At least those two songs, I know. Wow Hall, Eugene, Oregon. He's got an opening act that isn't local, so you go check those out. Unless you're into metal, then you should go to the Eugene Metal Celebration. I think it's the third annual. It's August 29th through 31st. It's three days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Five or six bands every night. Metal to the gills, so go check that out. August 30th, Comedy at the Baghdad. That's a Friday, like I was talking about. Me and Seth Milstein, my good buddy from Eugene, are going to be going up there and telling jokes with some other people. It'll be the second to the last Comedy at the Baghdad ever. Tristan does have a new venue to carry on his weekly thing. I think it's in Vancouver at the Kiggins Theater, but we'll have more information on that as time goes by. September 8th, Uproar Fest with Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, and many more bands at the Sleep Country Amphitheater. Last I checked, 30-pound Tess was in third place, which I think will get them on the stage. They had 79.9% of the vote with my good friend Bo and Wendy, who used to Bo used to cover for me at karaoke. His brother-in-law's band, Windowpane, is at number one. So a couple friends' bands in the top three there to play at the Uproar Fest on September 8th. You should go vote for them at 30poundtest.com. September 12th, Led Zeppelin, a great Led Zeppelin tribute band, will be playing at the Wow Hall. Yeah, exactly. September 6th, oh, I already said that. September 13th, it's a Friday the 13th, it's Yob, Tormentium, and Ninth Moon Black at the Wow Hall. Also that night, I'll be doing a comedy show at the Tiny Tavern with your host, Mac Chase, the Tiny Tavern Comedy Extravaganza. Maybe you can catch both those shows. They're both in Eugene. It's September 13th. And then September 28th. What does that say? World of Lies, Necryptic, and the Entity at the Black Forest. I'm going to try to check out that show for sure. It's a Saturday night. Necryptic hasn't played around for a while, and I haven't got to see World of Lies in a long time, so that's going to be a great show. October 4th, Brian Posehn and Derek Sheen at the Wow Hall for a comedy show. Opening act is the Donkey Show Boys. Drew and Marcus will both be doing a comedy set before that show. Got some great metalhead shows. They're shows for metalheads with bands like Diamond Head at the Hawthorne Theater with Raven, October 11th. And then on the 13th, it's Creator and Overkill, also at the Hawthorne Theater. Guar Hawthorne Theater, October 15th with Whitechapel. Orange Goblin at the Mississippi Studios on October 11th. And November 26th, we got Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater with World of Lies opening the show. Lots of good metal shows coming up, lots of comedy. There's a lot of stuff going on at Helium that I don't announce, but just go check it out for yourself. When you get back, turn on the internet, listen to Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, because it's the only thing you got to do, right? TedCastPodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Go out and see some shit. Love you guys. Peace out. Pearl Jam at the Rose Garden. Forgot about that one.